Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Real Life in Louisville. I'm your host, Kristen Riddick. It is Thankful Thursdays, and there's a couple things that we're always thankful for: our community and, of course, Home Sweet Home. We're talking this morning with the folks from Taylor Homes, and we're going to talk a little bit about the consumer's perspective, what to look for when you're looking for a builder, and what are the do's and don'ts. And I'm excited this morning because we're going to be talking to a gal who, her and her husband just recently completed building a home, and this was not her first experience with a builder, so I think she's going to offer a really interesting perspective for us this morning as we're talking with her. Stacy Reddick is with me, and she is a recent customer and happy client of Taylor Homes. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning.
And also joining me this morning is the president of Taylor Homes, Chris Taylor, is with us as well. Good morning, Chris.
Morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. So I it's funny, when Chris and I first met, which has been a few months ago, we met through a mutual friend, Shane Snaps, which we love, who does social media. I sat down and went out to Chris's facility that he had, one of his locations where he has one of his homes that you can go and view if you were interested in buying. And we met for a little while and talked about his business. And I actually asked the question about what kind of comments and feedback you get, how the appraisals come in once people have completed the work. And so, Stacy, you and your husband Nathan's experience with Taylor Homes actually came up at that point, and I had asked him, could we get somebody like yourself on the air to talk about it? Because at the end of the day, what's really important is the consumer and their experience, and that's what we're looking for. That's like the recommendation. That's the ultimate recommendation. So you and Stacy, you and Nathan were looking to build a home, and you've built a home previously, correct?
Yes, this was our second process, building a home from the ground up, and it was a much different and better experience this time.
So I had the pleasure of getting a copy of the letter that you gave me, a copy of the letter that you all had sent to the Taylor home folks, and this was a different experience, and there was a lot of reasons for that. But I think when people are listening to this segment this morning and they're trying to figure out what's going to work for them, I think that there's some things that we can learn from your kind of the do's and don'ts from a good experience and from not so good experience.
Sure, of course. Yes.
So let's talk about the beginning of this experience and just selecting the builder and why you felt better about this process as it compares to your other experience.
You know, the first thing when we went to Taylor Homes, we said there was no pressure. We had already met with six or seven other builders by that point, and every other builder that we walked through the door, they were wanting us to sign a contract before we left, when we were just trying to get an idea of what was out there. And Mika was our sales representative, and she just was so laid back. She had all of the information. She could answer any questions that we had, but there was really no pressure. In fact, she even left us with materials, told us, you know, I'll go in here, you guys walk around, think about it. And we just found that so refreshing to not have that immediate pressure of, you know, how much do you want to spend, and when are you ready to start? And I think that just set the tone for our whole experience with Taylor Homes.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, because I know exactly what you're talking about. I've been actually car shopping for my daughter, who's going to college, and it is funny. We found a car in a lot that actually was probably a good fit for her and was in the right price range, but the way that the gentleman approached us, that was the owner, was such a turnoff to us that we ended up going back to another gentleman that owned another used car place, and said, we know you don't have anything for us right now, but would you help us find something, because we'd rather deal with you? So the relationship that you have with whoever you're purchasing a product from, and the home, of course, is for almost everyone their biggest investment.
Exactly,
makes a huge difference on how, it sets the tone for the entire experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Definitely did, and when we chose Taylor Homes, we kind of that just solidified our choice. That, you know what, they are just a positive experience from the beginning, and we were hopeful we'd have a positive experience through the end, which of course we did.
Now, Chris, I just want to ask a quick question because this obviously goes to how you train your staff. But you must train them to really be good listeners versus to kind of be in their face trying to get people to sign on the dotted line.
Absolutely. I mean, it's all about listening. That's why God gave us two ears and one mouth.
Exactly.
And we try to use those devices accordingly.
Yeah,
you know,
that's good.
Customer satisfaction is where it's at. We certainly try to always educate our buyers and set their expectations, but truly, you know, we understand it's going to be their house when it's completed, so we got to find out what their needs are and let them go through that thought process, because we understand it is a huge investment. It's a lifetime process as far as, you know, getting into a new home. We want to make it as streamlined and stress-free as we can.
Yeah, I mean, it is, you know, I think, Stacy, you can attest to this, when somebody listens to you versus trying to read your mind.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, that was one of the things that Mika did again, so well. We kind of knew what we wanted, and so we just kept going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And she was able to take a Taylor home, like one of their standard model kind of things, and tailor it completely on the inside where it didn't even look like the same the same house on the inside, but completely met what we were looking for. And she was so great about hearing what I was needing and then making the necessary changes to make it the perfect fit just for us.
So, yeah, so takeaway number one, as people are listening to this morning and they're trying to pick the right builder, whether you're looking to build a home or you're going to remodel or you're going to add an addition to your home or you're redoing a kitchen, finding the person that you has a good fit with you relationship-wise, that's a good listener.
Yes.
And doesn't pressure you, because if you really like what somebody has to offer, you're going to come back and say, we're ready to move forward.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a lot different than other situations. It's not like, hey, this price is only good through today kind of thing.
Yes.
Right? Which is so irritating.
Yes.
The other thing that is really interesting about when I read through your letter that I thought was interesting, that I haven't had this experience, so this is an important point that I thought we should talk about, is knowing the supervisor of the site, who's actually in charge of this process. And it sounds like that isn't necessarily always, that doesn't always happen.
No, the first time we built, our first home that we built, we didn't even know who the super was. We weren't even allowed in the home unless, like, there was somebody from that builder representative with us. It was like we gave them the money, and 6 months later, they handed us a house. Never, no conversation during the building process about different things. I mean, we, of course, got to choose what would be in the house, but we were left out of the building process. And what we loved, absolutely loved about Taylor Homes, was getting to be part of every single decision that was made about our house. Our superintendent, Larry Powell, was just fantastic with any detail he was unsure of. He had me on the phone. Hey, Stacy, where do you think you exactly want this light placement? Can you run up here? What about this? What about this? And that was just, this is the house that we plan to retire in someday. And so we wanted it to be exactly perfect, and that's what he did for us. And we loved being part of the entire process and knowing that he always had our back, because if there was one, you know, we would see something maybe at night and think, oh, we need to tell Larry about that tomorrow. And by the time we walked in tomorrow, it would already be corrected. He was on top of everything. It was fantastic. And honestly, we would have thought we were driving him crazy, because we probably talked to him every day. I mean, at least 4 or 5 times a week, but honestly, we probably even saw him 2 times a week, but you never could tell. He'd just smile and say, we'll take care of that. He was great.
Yeah, that is good. So this is the home that you all planned to be in for a while.
This is
really important.
We built on family property, so we are,
okay.
Are not leaving. This is.
Yeah, so that's why this was so important. You don't sound old enough, Stacy, to be picking the home you're staying in for the rest of your life.
Well, I do have small children, but we do, part of the deal, I think, in building on our family property is we are here forever. So
that's
we
so
needed
cool.
to make sure it was the right house for us to grow into and then someday to retire in.
Well, and that's one other question that's good. So, I mean, knowing who your super is an important part. We want to point that out. And the other piece, Chris, I think is interesting about this, and I don't think we had really planned on discussing this today, but I think it's an important point, which is I bet, Stacy, that every builder you talked to wasn't always interested in building on land. They had their own land they wanted to show you sometimes.
Yes, of course, of course.
Okay.
And then most of the ones that did want, they had upcharges for building on our land versus building in one of their subdivisions. So the house was going to cost more being on our own land than it was going to be in their subdivision as well.
So, Chris, that's another interesting kind of something that distinguishes you guys is that if people are looking, you actually love people that have their own land and property and want to build on it.
Yes, absolutely the case. I mean, you know, by definition, we're considered to be a scatter site home builder. And by definition, a scatter site, that means that we go where the customer says we go. They're the boss. They have the property. It could be a property lot or a 500-acre farm, but wherever they say go is where we go to.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to share with you some numbers on this that are going to blow your mind. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Taylor Homes. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us this morning. It is Thankful Thursdays. We're talking about community and home sweet home. And with me this morning is the president of Taylor Homes, Chris Taylor. And also joining me is one of his happy clients that has a beautiful home that is built on her family property that she moved into just this past year. And Stacy Redding is with me. And we're talking a little bit about her experience and some of the do's and don'ts that she experienced working with a builder. And so she's not new to this process. This was not her first time. But if you just now are joining us, I'll mention a couple of things that have been interesting as we've been talking through this. Finding somebody, a builder that's been a good listener, somebody that doesn't pressure you, doesn't want you to sign on the dotted line the first time you go in, somebody that is okay with you building on your own property. There's a lot of us that have property that we maybe have had another home on, had a mobile home on, maybe it was family property like Stacy's, etc. So that's an important piece of it. Also, knowing who your super is, knowing the person who's supervising your project, being able to have their information, their contact, being able to call them every day if you need to without them being upset with you has made this experience for them, for Nathan and Stacy, different. But I think the other thing that's been really interesting, it was done timely. I want to mention that, Stacy, also to you.
3 months.
Which is, you know, that's always one of these horrors that people say, oh, if they tell you 3 months, it's, you know, you should always double it.
No, 3 months.
Right.
Almost to the date we were in our home.
But that's like always that's always the fear.
Yes, yes. And, you know, we had a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and we were living in an apartment while we were waiting to build this home. And so the time was a really big issue for us, and they delivered on time, with no issue. They just never stopped. Kept going. And yeah, that was huge perk.
That's awesome. Yeah. That now here is where the rubber meets the road, folks. Because you get done with all of this and I know it's your dream home and that you're staying in it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you're on family property, so you're in a unique situation. But a lot of people, when they build or they're going to, you know, just like when you built previously, many people move every, you know, 5 to 6 years. Statistically, that's what we know. And so a lot of people, and even though you may not be moving, this is a home that you're going to stay in that you want it to be an asset for you and an asset for your children as well.
Yes.
So whether or not you're leaving it or not, it still has to have its the value that it needs to have. And I thought it was really unusual, and I can say this because I feel like I speak from experience because I used to do real estate. And when you all had your home appraised, how much more was it appraised for than what you paid for the home?
$70,000. That is crazy.
Well,
$70,000 more
that never happened
for this house.
I just want to say for the record, for people who are listening, I did real estate for 7 or 8 years, and I think I can count on one hand the amount of times that I had somebody's appraisal. And I actually did lending as well, so I've been in the banking industry. So I really have had a lot of experience with this. And honestly, I never, ever see houses come in higher than what the person is supposed to pay for it.
Yes. Now, and I have to say, that was another thing that Taylor helped us out on. We had a very set budget in mind. And Mika and Larry both worked with us. My husband is handy. He has five brothers. And Taylor, we were able to do some of the work ourselves, and which saved cost in the price of the house that we actually built. And Taylor was so flexible with allowing us to do the work that we knew we could take on ourselves and save cost in the actual building of the home.
Wow, I didn't even know that that was a possibility.
Yes, yes.
We need that consistently.
Wow, I didn't realize that. That is awesome. You know, I think that this just tells you then, as people are listening to this, and there is no better time. I mean, I just heard another thing on the radio about interest rates, people getting these 3.75s. That's mm-hmm. Mine's in the high threes, my interest rate right now from our mm-hmm. home. This is a great time to, I saw another show recently where this young couple was spending $1,000 in rent, and they actually got a house payment that was
$800. Yep, yep.
So, So, you know, I do think that if you're thinking about trying to build a home, or you've wanted to purchase a home, this is a really good time to do it. And some of these things, you can find a property that is going to appraise well. If you are handy, you can do some of the work and have it, you know, reviewed by the people that the person that's your supervisor to make sure it's going to, you know, it's within the specs and all that. And so there's a lot of things here that people can do if they're listening into this program this morning, where they can have an affordable, well-built home that's a good investment. And yes. I think a lot of times people are excited about the opportunity of building their home, but it also sometimes is scary or overwhelming. But it sounds like everything went pretty smooth for you guys.
Yeah, you know, we did not have any major issues. In fact, Taylor does a great job of coming back. They come back at 60 days, and then they come back again at a year. And I think, actually, with their newer homes, they've even extended that warranty. And at our 60 day, we were actually searching for things for them to come in. And
well, don't work too hard.
In fact, there was
that's
just a
funny.
Couple drywall patches, and the guy was like, "Well, you know, I got to wait for this to dry. How about I touch up some paint for you?" Went around and was touching up paint from the marks on the walls with my kids. You know, it was just
that's
fantastic.
Funny. Yeah, that is funny. Yeah, so yeah, maybe you don't. There is always some settling and stuff, so
course,
I understand that. But it sounds like you really couldn't find a lot there that in your experience. Stacy, it has truly been a pleasure talking with you this morning. I really enjoyed it, and it's so nice to hear about the kind of customer service you received. We don't hear about those kinds of stories as often. We only hear the stories where people complain.
Yes.
But we do know that statistically, whether somebody's happy or they're complaining about it, that means that there's probably nine other people that didn't write a review. So mm-hmm. I think that speaks volumes about Taylor Homes, and it's fun to talk to somebody that's had that great of an experience.
Yes,
so
thanks for having me.
I'm glad you could join us. If you want to find out more information about Taylor Homes, you can go to taylorhomes.com. You can also call them here in Louisville at 582-1800. Chris and Stacy, thanks for being with me this morning. I enjoyed the time with you guys.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Thanks for being with us this morning. I hope you guys have a fantastic Thursday. Join us again tomorrow on Food and Financial Fridays.